Okay, if the simur reish men beis in Yishulchan Aruch, there is the pilpul ban hagas hairasis of a heter. It sounds like basic ideas, but since the smack in the middle of the third chelak yaradaya, it's not things that people often learn, and to be honest, it's not things that people even know exist. This we're going to do the kitzur ban hagas hairasis of a heter. Ha'olam mikol hashas v'hapleiskim. What expression from the shach. The second side, it's hard for you to tell which is the second side. The one that says page 1, let's say 126, no. Yeah, but it says there in the middle of the page, just the shach writing, that this is Kitzer ban hagas erosis of the heter. Ha'ayla mikol ha'shah sa'a place kimesha osa for Abba Mechaber, eschus ha'yagin aleinu. Veruchai hu zechus. Yeah. Amen, probably. To what's Yud Zayin, Yud Aleph? Anyway, Yehi Zichra, Yevarech, whatever. Amen. Veruchai, who kept some? Anyway, whatever the title, he has here 10 rules for Hirasis of the Heter, and this will include, in Eis Beis and Gimel, what he was Mefalpel on, the part that we learned last week, so we will return to what we learned last week. Now the Aleph in Hirasis of Veheter is things people are vaguely aware of, but most people don't know of a Shachas Lemaisa. And that is the idea that if you ask a Rav and you don't like his answer, you're not supposed to go to a second Rav. Now, in theory, this could come out two ways. Either you ask a Rav, he says Aser, and you don't like his answer. Or you ask a Rav and he says Mutter and you don't like his answer. It rarely comes up when the Rav says Mutter and you don't like his answer. That's not such a common thing, because if you want it to be also, you don't have to ask the Rav. So the most common case is when you ask a Rav and he says Aser, and you want to ask someone else. So we're going to learn now the Klolim of when this applies. And I very often get a phone call that starts as follows. Says, we have a Shaila, but we don't want to ask it to you as a Shaila. We just want to know what you think. In other words, you know, we don't want to be bound by it. So we just want to know what you think.
If you think the right thing.
So I tell them, you know, I think you should ask a Shaila. You know, it's like, but sometimes it is that way. And the truth is, sometimes someone asks for someone else. Somebody asks for someone else. I know someone, Yossi Weiser, who's away this week, told me that once he came in from the country, and three people gave him maris to show a Rav. And he went to a certain Rav, I will not name, who asked all of them. And from the little experience he had, it was a surprise that all three would be asr. So he found out that this Rav is a very big mashmer in general, and in maris specifically. So he went to someone else and he asked, can I ask again? So he said, if you weren't asking your Shaila, so you could ask again. Then you can ask again. Why would that be so? So we're going to learn now the rules for this din, which is really part of Reish Mem Beis, part of the halachas of Kavod Arav. Okay, the marker for this nidon is a Gemara, and the question is the lumdis of why, if you ask one Rav, why can't you ask a second Rav? So let's see the psak, and then we'll try to understand the reason. We're reading now from the Shach. The Shach says, Chacham she'asar v'chala hayra'asai. The Chacham who asked it and his hayra'a was chal. You're going to have to explain what that means, chala hayra'asai. In this pashta, muta lisha l'sheini, you're allowed to ask a second Rav. Rak she'ayidi'uhu she'asar harishon. You have to tell the second Rav that you asked the first Rav, and he said it's asar. Now, so what does the second Rav do? Im evar she'arishon toh b'dvar mishnah, if you made a mistake in the Devar Mishnah, it means a Beferish of Mishnah Bura. Or somebody has the Beferish of Psak Halacha, that's Ta B'Devar Mishnah. Or Ta B'Shikol Adas. Now, what does that mean? Ta B'Shikol Adas. Shikol Adas means logic, a logical Svara. So, what does it mean you made a toss in thinking? You could think one way, I could think another way. How can I say Ta? So, the Pshat in Ta B'Shikol Adas is that there's a clear Pircha to his Svara. He missed something. He missed He missed the Nakuda, like you had the famous Tzaker of Nassim Adler, who had a Shaila brought before him with a bird that flew into butter, and butter was hot, it was cooking in a vat, and the bird died in the butter, and it was Basa B'chalav. And Nassim Adler paskin that it's Asa B'hanah, you can't sell it to a guy, you have to spill it into the river. So this is before the EPA. So you have to spill it into the river. So the Sub Sefer writes that his Rebbe made a mistake. Basa Oif B'chalav is not Asa B'hanah. Basa Oif B'chalav is halacha, only Basa Behema is Asa B'hanah. So Nassim Adler, he made a mistake. It could happen to Adam Gadol. So of course, Sub Sefer writes that Min HaShemayim, he was right anyway. Because when the bird died in the butter, the wings die first. The Varim die first. So it's the din of Eva Merachai. And Eva Merachai is also to a guy, he can't sell the butter. It has blias of Eva Merachai. That's what makes this story so memorable. Sefer said that Min HaShemayim, you know, wrong reason, right sack. But anyway, that's an example of a Tov Midvar Mishnah. He made a mistake. He said, Basayif B'chalav is Asr B'hanah. It's not Asr B'hanah. He slipped. He made a mistake. So then the second Rav is allowed to change it. Tov Mishikal Adas is where someone says a Svara, and he missed something. He missed Nekuda. The Gemara says that, and Amayra said, a certain thing is mutar on yantiv because a say dech alaisa say yantiv is alaisa say, and the Gemara says it's not so. Yantiv is an asay vilaisa say. The kray kaidish is asay. So he made a toss. He estimated that it's a case of that's really it's also dvar mishnah. Okay, so I have to come up with another example. Shikol das. Shikol das is when you can respond to him in a way that all would agree. So then the second rav could change the psak.
Say?
Second Rav. The Shoyl goes to a second Rav.
And he says what?
He says, I asked Pliny and I want to ask you.
But the
second Rav has to decide. If the first Rav made a toast, Bishikol
Adas,
the second Rav
tells
the reason.
Yes.
Which is unusual. Yeah. He tells him why. Okay. Could be. I mean, this case is easy.
Yeah,
he told the Bas Mechalav Zasabad, oh, it's easy thing to tell over the reason.
Now you see this,
so
maybe the second
one
should say maybe there was
Imam Nahai. Okay, I hear. So anyway, the second Rav, if it's a toss, you want to say something else? Yira Zara Yarach Yomim Amen. Okay. Somebody else wants to put his mind to it and come up with a different. The Shah couldn't have written on the Mechaber Yarach Yomim. It's not Mestaver. The Shah lived over 100 years later. So it's not Mestaver.
His children keep continuing.
Oh, Shah Safra. Maybe his children are writing it about him. As a printer. Okay. Okay. He doesn't have to say the reason. Chayshim Mishpat says he doesn't say the reason. He never has to say the reason. It says the Chayshim Mishpat, that doesn't. Okay. At any rate, the point is this. If the first one, Vinim Etos, Mitzvah Mishra, Tov Mishra, Kala Das, Tov Mishra, Svarim, Chayshim Mishra, Tzim, Kofay, Yachal Ahatir. Avalim Eina Yachal Avarer Shata. But if it's not clear to the second Rav that the first Rav made a mistake, Rav Shiesh Le Kabbalah Lahatir, he had Shimush by his Rebbe, and his Rebbe gave him a Kabbalah to be Mekel. Oy, Shukhay Allah Mishikol Adas. Or it's something which the Svara could go two ways, and he feels one way. Then the second Rav can't be matir. Afilu harishim chayzer umaydal advarav. Even if he goes to the first Rav, he says, why'd you say this, such and such? And the first Rav is chayzer umaydal advarav, eina yachal ahatir. Pella. Vemitirei eina muta. Why? So he's being machmir that even the first Rav, if it's one of these types of mistakes, can't retract. Why? The Shavya Chaticha di Surah. This is the Shach's Chiddush. The Shach says that why is it that if you ask one Rav and he answers, he can't go to a second Rav? Because the Shavya Nafshi Chaticha di Surah. The idea of Shavya Nafshi Chaticha di Surah is a Mishnah, I think in two places in Shas, Ksubis and a Kedushin, where it says that if a person comes and says, I'm an Eishes Ish. The Gemara Kedusha has a case where a woman says, Pliny gave me Kedusha. And the Miyat says, I did no such thing. So she has no debaris. And no ksuba. The man says, I never married her. There are no witnesses. So the man is off the hook. But the lady is stuck. The lady needs a get. She made herself asur. Or in the case in the Gemara, the Mishnah Ksuvis, a woman says, Nida, Ani. She says she's a Nida. So later she says, no, I wasn't a Nida. So Shav Yadah Shefetichi Nisura, unless she gives it a maslov, she gives a good excuse. So when you go to a Rav, you're accepting his psak. Okay, so you're Shav Yadah Shefetichi Nisura to accept the psak of that. So that explains why if someone asks for someone else, it's not binding. It's only if a person asks for himself.
But can I take that now and give that to somebody else?
No, Shavi Adavshe is only on you. The Shavi Adavshe is on the person who Shavi Adavshe. Shavi Adavshe literally means he placed upon himself Chatichi Nisura, a piece of Isser. He brought upon himself, he placed on himself Chatichi Nisura. What? He's a. So I'm saying if he's a Shliach to ask for someone else, the Shoyal is asking for himself Shavi Adavshe. Comes out from here, if he's a shliach, someone gives him a bar and says, ask, you don't tell him who to ask, he says, ask her up. So then there's no Shavi Adavshe on the first person. He didn't bind himself to this rav. But Shavi Adavshe Isura is when a person asks for himself, he's makabel to accept the psak of this rav. So what? What? The shliach, if the shliach is not a rav, if somebody gives someone a mishlichus to bring it, he's not makabel this rav. He could be, if he knows where he's going, you're right. Then you're right. But if he does, he's makabel the shliach. Could be. But comes out from this, if when you ask, you say, I'm not asking you a shaila. I just want to know what you hold. So then they're right. There's no shavi anavshe. You're saying, I'm not makabel the psak. I'm curious what you hold. Now, it's not the derech hayra to shop around, but it's not shavi anavshe. Oh, so that's what Shach will say. So based on this, what you're saying, so the Shach Shita is that the Din Yadalad is the second Rav is because of Shavi Adavshe Chetichi Disura. So we're going to have now a handful of Nafkaminis in this Din. Of course, the first one is like Rabbi Shach is saying. If you ask a Rav and he's Mekel, and it bothers you, and you ask a second Rav and he answers, there's no problem, because there's no Shavi Adavshe Chetichi Disura. By Heter, yes, the first Rav, he's Matir. So if the reason sounds straight to you, you want to ask again. If it's all this reason, al Shavi Adavshe, then there's no problem. There's no problem.
In general, you wouldn't have to ask that. They don't use it.
Why the first Rav can't retract? That's what he's saying. But you know, when you ask a shayla, it depends on shikul hadas very often. No, I made a mistake. There's no problem. It says again, if Rabbi Sai, let me clarify. The Shach is saying, if the first rav made a mistake in the Dvar Mishnah, or something can be demonstrated to be a mistake in shikul hadas, there's no shavi anavshe. The shavi anavshe betos. Let's say a person says, a woman comes into bed, says, "I'm married to this man." Wow. How you married to him? So she says, well, he came over to me and we went to this county clerk and we got married. So we tell her, you make a mistake with Dvar Mishnah. You say you're married to him, but going to the county clerk doesn't make you married in the eyes of Halacha. There's no Shavi Adash HaDichi Nisura on something nonsensical. A Tos B'Shikla Adas that can be demonstrated, or a Tos B'Dvar Mishnah can be demonstrated, is not Shavi Adash. However, if something depends on Mesaira, some things depend on a Messiah from a Rebbe, or depends on a Shikol Hadas that can't be demonstrated to be a mistake, something that can see two sides, then that's what it means. He has to Rav Shaila, he has to Rav the Shaila. And you makabel his Shikol Hadas.
The person came and used the familiar, where Palm sent him to Rav Vick, he didn't pass him.
So he didn't pass him, that's fine.
He didn't pass him. He didn't pass him.
All right, so it has nothing to do with this.
No, if he would have passed him, then he can't go by it.
Right. So this is the... This is the klal like the shach. Now we'll have some examples of nafkaminas. Am I answering your question?
I think somebody comes to Rav on Monday night with a shayla, and he decides to offer his offer. then the rabbi is called there because of Shikol Dat. Tell me if the same shaila Tuesday, the rabbi says,
I'll tell you even more. The shach will say, let's say you have a shaila on Monday. You have a chicken with a certain type of a makkah. You go to a rav, and the rav says it's aser. And then the rav is ma'ayin into it. The next day, you have a second chicken with the same shaila. You go to the same rav, and the rav says mutter. So the first one is aser, the second one's mutter. The shach will say that shortly. On a ma'isa sheni, there's no shavi anashe. Shavi anashe is on that ma'isa, the thing that you're bringing to ask. He's going to say that inside. Let's see it inside. According to the Shach, the whole din is only al shavi anashe. Okay, we're going to learn a second mahalach in a moment, but the Shach shita is that al shavi anashe chidichid yisura. And we're going to have a number of nafkaminis. This is a machlokes, is really the Ramon, the Shach. Or what? Yes. Pesha asa peshita doesn't mean that. Pesha asa means that you believe to aser. Pesha asa peshita means you believe in both things you say. Pesha asa doesn't mean you can change your mind. You say something, you can't. No pesha asa peshita. You go into bezin. You say I'm potter because of this because the halach is I'm potter. No, so you change your mind. You say no, I'm potter because I didn't do it. You can't change what you said. Pesha asa peshita is if someone comes in with a shtar and he says that I paid up the shtar and he has a migo mizuyif. So then there's a pesha asa. Pesha asa has nothing to do with somebody retracts. Pesha asa peshita is when you don't retract, when you accept both. Has nothing to do with this case. Right. It's at any rate, let's continue with the Shach, and then I'll explain the Chayokim. The Shach, V'yesh Oimrim, Shafilu Hasheni Gadol Mimenu B'Chochma U'B'Minyan, Eini Yochel Ahatir, V'yesh Batirim B'Gadol Mimenu. The Chalukei Deis, if the second one is Gadol Mimenu, whether you can retract, that's one possible heter. A second kula, if you call it a kula. Im heter harishin yochal hasheni lasar. If the first one paskin muta, the second one can aser. Third exception. Im shteyem yoshu mebeis hamedrish. V'loi chola adayin hayra harishin. He said in the top line, chola hayra aser. What does that mean? Let's say you're going to the beis hamedrish and you ask a shaila. And the rav says aser. And Chavrusa next to him says, why is it aser? Isn't it like this? And it becomes an argument in the Beis Medrash. Yochel Hasheni Lahatir. That's called Lechol HaHira Aser. It's only Shavi HaNavshei when the Hira is finalized and a person walks out of Bezdin. Just like a Chesh Mishpat, until they stand up, the Torah is still going on. The same thing here. As long as there's still a Shakel Vataria. So that's a third exception. That's only that piece of chicken that you're asking about. Of a ma'isa acher, but a second ma'isa which is identical. Yachal ha'iris hetem loisha rishon asra imishum chumra imishum siyag v'geder. Now I'll get to the siyag v'geder business separately. He's saying four exceptions to not asking again. One is some hold. If the second one is gadol mimenu, has to be clearly gadol mimenu. You ask a local rav and then you go ask Rav Yashin. That's one. Or one second, let me get to it. Or number two, if the first one was mati, the second one is asering. Or number three, if they're still arguing in the Beis Medrash. Or number four, if it's a Maisa Shnia. Now, the second, third, and fourth exception are based on Shavi Anashe. Since the whole din is al Shavi Anashe Chidichid Yisura, so therefore, if the first one was Matir, the second one can answer. Therefore, if they're still in the Beis Medrash arguing the Psak, you could change your Psak. And therefore, if you're if it's a separate piece of chicken, so there's no Shavi Anavshe. You want Shavi Anavshe. You want Shavi Anavshe to Psak, you want Shavi Anavshe to Shaila, this particular Shaila, and this Shaila is done. So this is basically three kulas of the Shach and one Chumra. The Chumra of the Shach was that even if the first Rav the next day sees a Shekel Hadas Vakeret, he can't reverse yesterday's Psak. Because yesterday's psak was Shavi Adasha. If he says he made a toast, that's something else. But if he says he was Toya B'Shekel Adas, so then he doesn't reverse it. So it's three kulis and one chumra that come from Shita Sashem.
If he reverses himself, then the Yisur falls off.
No. If he reverses himself the next day, if it's Chol HaHirasai, this does not fall off. Unless he says he made a toast with Shekalai Das.
But the first case is with Sheni Gadol. So why is
it? So that Sheni Gadol, I'm not really explaining. And it's a little hard to understand. Sheni Gadol Mimenu sounds like every Shavi Anafshei is sort of Al Das Kain. The Gadol Adar or the Gadol Ha'ir is going to pass it differently, then it's different. A chiddush, and he says it is a yeshayim. That seems to be the reason. I'm not sure.
Is there a oneness to the shach because shavi nafshei creates an iser chetzer that is separate from an iser hara of a rab, which is it answers the item itself. So that's why it's there.
Right, it's an independent iser. It's a separate iser called shavi nafshei. Now the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah holds that even if the first Rav was Matir, the second Rav can't answer. So right away, the Ramah can't hold Shavi Anashe Chetifin Isura, because the Ramah holds even if the first one was Matir, the second one can't answer. This Ramah is in Reshman Basif Lamed Aleph. And see, he disagrees with that. He also holds...
What does that mean?
What? That means if the first Rav Paskin Mutter, and you ask the second Rav, if he's a Toya B'Shikol Adas, a Toya B'Dvar Mishnah, the Rav has to tell him he made a mistake. But, if you tell me a Rav passed in the way, because he has such a Kabbalah from his Rebbeim, and you ask me, I would tell you, look, my Rebbeim would have said Aser. But since he's the one you went to ask, so you can follow his Psak. It doesn't, you don't change a Psak. Once you ask, it stays. And he holds even Shneim and Beis HaMedrash.
And when your wife says Yisur,
the Psak is Mutter. The second Rav can't answer. The second, you can do whatever you like. The second Rav doesn't say Aser. The second Rav doesn't tell him Aser. That's what it means. When he has the second Rav, he doesn't say Aser. Now why? Simin Reish Mem Beis is Hilchis Kaveh Arav. The Ramah Shita, the way it's understood, is that he holds, it's not on Shavi Anashe. It's on Kovet Arav. You ask somebody a Shaila, you don't go around and ask somebody else a Shaila. It's Chsarin in Kovet for the first Rav. So it could be, if you go ask the God Ladar, it could be the Rav Moaz Maida. Maybe it's not a Chsarin in Kovet Arav. But in the head, Lamed Aleph, the long Rav. But the Rav definitely holds a davar heti, and I'll let it ask again. And he holds, even if he's still in the Beis Medrash, he doesn't need Chol HaHirasai. If you ask, and he paskind, so you don't continue with pulpulim and to argue the matter back and forth. So that he argues. The fourth kula, that's only on that piece of chicken, not another piece of chicken that I imagine the Rambam agrees with. But these are the Chalukei Deis. According to the Rav, if the Rav himself is Chayza, he can be Chayza. The Shach comes out of Chumrah, and when the Rav is Chayza, which does not true like the Ramban, it comes out a few Kulis. You can call it a Kula to go from Heta to Isser, but that's an Afkamina. So these are Chalukei Deis. It's an interesting... First of all, Darach HaShulchan is Mefalpel on Kavanas HaRamah. He brings that everyone in the Ramah is covered a Rav. He's mafalpal a little on it, but the question is, listen to this shach, the Shach HaShulchan. Why did the Mechaber not bring this psak? The Ramah brings it. The Mechaber and the Rambam don't bring anywhere that if he has the Rav, he can't ask the second Rav. They don't bring it. So why don't they bring it? It's a Gemara. Listen to Shach HaShulchan. He says, it fits very good, very well with the Rambam especially. He says that once the Rambam was written and the Shulchan Aruch was written, everything is a tos bidvar mishnah. Everything is a tos bidvar mishnah. So the Ferish Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam writes in his Agdama, I wrote this sefer, so people shouldn't need any other svarim. You want to know what to do? Just pull out my sefer, and you'll know what to do. You shouldn't need any other svarim. So everybody got angry. They say that God's revenge on the Rambam was there are more Sfarim written on the Rambam than on any other Sefer, but the Rambam held that he's writing a clamp sack. So Shach HaShulchan says, after the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch left it out because they held that once they wrote their book, Everybody who says differently is a Taya Bidvar Mishnah. So that's what they say. Now, it's interesting because the Pesachei Tshuva in Simi Reish Mem Bei Sif Ches brings from the Marsha, not Rishlam Eger, the Marsha, V'doreis halalu, oisam shemayrin halacha b'tech shulchan aruch, v'ari ein heim yoydin tama inyin shal kol davar, they don't know the background, im lo yedardiku tchila b'davar m'tech hashas, shushim ishtab l'chachamim, tos nofel b'hira asam, v'ari en b'chlau mavlei oylam, l'chein yishliga b'hem. So Pesachei Tshuva actually brings, you can't paskin from the Shulchan Aruch. So if you paskin from the Shulchan Aruch and doesn't know the background, is going to make a gravitas, is going to make a serious mistake in halacha. It is not only a Balei Hairah, even people, you have to learn at the very least the Mishnah Berurah. People who learn from today's Likud Svarim don't know the difference between a psak that comes from a Gemara and a psak that comes from someone asked Rabbi Yashiv while he was walking down the alleyway. Like in these books, it reads the same way. You don't know where it comes from. You don't know what it's based on. So really, this idea that once you have the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, there's no more Tos B'Shikol Hadas, is not exactly so.
There's a lot of Kabbalah.
There are no halachas that come from Zayar. There's Kabbalah that comes from Zayar. Halacha is halacha. There are maybe two or three places where Zayar is brought in halacha. Never it contradicts halacha. It's a chumran halacha, and by and large, they're not all followed. It's brought up Isaiah that you have to wear tefillin for either three or four kadeshim, and three or four kedushas, two girsas. And yet the chassidim who follow Isaiah take off the tefillin, they switch rabbeinu tam tefillin vechazar sashat. They don't have the kadeshim and the kedushas. Isaiahs are brought down here and there, but never argues with halacha. It's Sifrei Halacha, it's Sifrei Kabbalah. They have Sifrei Kabbalah, but it's Sifrei Halacha. Zayir is not Halacha, Zayir is Kabbalah.
So
I don't know the Zayir, I know anything about it. I know nothing about it. I know anything about it. You know, I follow Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. All right, I'll tell you the truth. Today, the only Balei Kabbalah that talk about it are the ones who don't know what they're talking about. So basically, the real Balei Kabbalah keep it secret. You know, they have Talmidim quietly, but the ones who go around spreading Kabbalah, basically, you know, actually, it's Malei Kresi Bebasaviya, and you can't be. I don't want to get into it. Anyway, we're learning halachi. You want to learn Kabbalah, find someone teaching Kabbalah. We're learning halachi. What?
Now what? Good
question. I don't know. Maybe that's like a chaticha shniya. That's Shabbos.
Is it a chaticha shniya?
All right. The last words of the Shach are the subject of a little bit of controversy. The Shach at the end says, "Im loy sheharishin asray mishum chumra or mishum siyag v'geder." There's something controversial about the idea of a chacham bizmanenu. I don't mean just in our generation, but in general, a chacham in the Doris Hachrayinis to make a gezera for a siyag v'geder. It's not a clear thing. Rabbi Avadi Yosef writes in one of his truvis that Rabbi Moshe writes that if you use a blanket, he's writing about a warming blanket or anything that has a dial, you have to cover the dial. Or use a crock pot, you have to cover the dial. For Shabbos, yeah, sorry, to be clear. If you're using Shabbos, you have to cover the dial. So Rabbi Avadi Yosef writes, it's a good idea. But in our dar, you can't make a new geder, a new siyag. Our dar can't make, it doesn't become a halach of sukkah, you have to cover it. It's a good idea, it's an eitzah taiva. But it's not a siyag v'geder, it's not a binding psak halacha, it's an eitzah taiva from an adam gadol. It's a good idea to follow it, but you can't say that it's a psak halacha, you have to invite in someone who doesn't do it. That taina, the Aruch HaShulchan writes here on this shach, The Shas says Oy Mishum Siyag Vigeder. So the Aruch HaShulchan Tain is that in Seif Sukkot and Samach Beis and Reshma Beis, he says that he doesn't understand what he means Siyag Vigeder. We can't make a Zeris. Yes, Karav, he can't make a Zeris for Siyag Vigeder. But it would seem that the Shach means you can't make a gezera for a siyag v'geder. But if someone asks me a shayla, I'm not saying a gezera for Klal Yisrael. I'm saying for him. Chayshemish for Simon Beis is one sif. And it says that when Bezdin sees a need with siyag v'geder, they can make takanas. So I'm not making a new halacha that should be codified in the Shulchan Aruch. I'm paskini for the one who asked me. So if he asked me and I told him, I know him, I know he's going to be mekel, it's going to cause problems, I tell him, don't do it. So in such a case, that's probably what the Shach meant. Mishum siyag v'geder, in this case, he's the Shulchan's right, you can't make new gedarim, you can't make siyagim that are binding on Klal Yisrael, new things. But nevertheless, when someone asks you a shayla, that's the fifth Shulchan Aruch, is you have to know what you're going to do. I mentioned to you once that in the bungalow colony, somebody asked me a shayla about a swing hanging from a tree. Have I mentioned it recently? But you remember everything, so it's not right. But anyway, somebody asked me about a swing hanging from a tree, so on Shabbos. If you can use such a swing for a child. So I told him in Halacha, it says the following chilek. It says that if you wrap the rope around the tree limb and it hangs, so that's called leaning on the tree, and it's tada yilan, and that's awesome. But if you take a hook and you twist the hook into the tree, and you hang a rope from the hook, that's called Stade Tzadadim. And that's mutter. That's why I told somebody. So I was in the Beis Medrash in the bungalow colony where we were in Monroe. And somebody comes running to me. He says, Rav Posen from Washington Heights was then in the bungalow colony. So he said, I asked Rav Posen. Rav Posen said, it's usher in all cases. So Rav Posen wrote a sefer, Hilchos Shabbos. And it was there. So I pulled it out. And I turned to the page where it says in his sefer what I said. And I was stuck in a paper, and I said, I tried to say it respectfully, but you know, I was then in my 20s, so I was still more canoistic, right? Smarter than the whole world. Since then, I got a lot dumber. But at that time, I thought I was smarter than everybody. So I said, maybe Iskra Posen Tayyip Shat in what it says here. So Posen came back, came from Milcha, he comes over to me. He says, you know, a Rav has to have a fifth Shulchan Aruch. You have a bungalow colony with 100 little kids. So you can have two swings that are hanging from hooks. And everyone's they're pushing it. You have two other swings hanging from a limb. They're not going to understand hanging from a limb, hanging from a hook. So I told him, don't use any swings on Shabbos. Otherwise, people are going to use all the swings. So once I heard it, it makes a lot of sense, right? So that's Mishum Siyog V'geder. That means he didn't make a gzeir against Klal Yisrael. In the Sefer, he wrote what says the Shulchan Aruch. In the Bungalow Colony, he said, Siyog V'geder. Dach HaShulchan says he can't make new takanas. Not making new takanas. He's just saying it's not a good idea. Don't do it. So on that, the second Rav has no right to be Mekel. The taina that people ask, how do you know when the Rav meant it, Asiyah V'geder, is Taka good taina. Because I didn't know he meant Asiyah V'geder. And I,
so here Asiyah V'geder is on the whole bungalow colony. It's not individual. It's not like
right.
A private.
But it's not a gezeirah l'dayr. He's saying here, it's don't do it. It's the individual who asked him. He's saying don't do it.
When Chachamim made the takanas regarding simchas, limiting simchas, was that supposed to be
It was a takana for that community, for Nevada Abaratzis. It wasn't a community. Now Gamliel said to bury in shrouds, so that seems to have been a takana kavua. In his generation, he can make such a takana. It's funny, when it comes to burying, people follow. When it comes to chasen, there's. One last nidain, a fascinating nidain in the Pesachei Tshuva, Sivkot Yud Zayin. He says sometimes a Rav set a psak, and it's hard to know if the Rav was a Taya b'Dvar Mishnah or a Taya b'Shikol Hadas or a Taliyah b'Shikol Hadas. So I'll give you an example. Let's say someone says that I'm taking my potato cooler out of the refrigerator on Shabbos. Am I allowed to put it on top of a pot on the stove? So I would say it's mutter. You can take it and put it on top of a pot. So he says a Rav Asr. Why did the Rav Asr? Two possibilities. Could be the Rav made a toast with Dvar Mishnah. He holds Yesh Bishol Achabishol, even by a Dovah Yavesh. He holds that even a dry food, if it's cold, you're not allowed to eat it up again. It's bishul. That's a Torah b'dvar mishnah. Halacha is everyone agrees. Or it's possible that he holds that a oily kugel is a davalach. Maybe his shikul hadas is that a kugel is oily and it's a maybe he holds a davalach. In which case, it's a shikul hadas shaila. So nowadays you have phones. Actually, on Shabbos you don't. But you know, you can ask the Rav what he meant. But the Pesachei Tshuva is very misupik what to do in such a case where you're not sure why the first person answered. Then he brings the following. I am b'tshuva shus Yaakov. Echad shalach shluchai el hamayra. Someone sent a shliach. Let's say he sent, he had a chicken with a broken bone. So he sent it to a Rav. V'hayra loy lesser bahanoa. And the Rav said, this is asa bahanoa. V'zorak shluchai is hamaycha li'ibud. So what does shliach do? You give me a chicken, tell him to go to a Rav. The Rav says, asa bahanoa, I threw in the garbage. Achakach noyde shetoa b'dvar mishnah. Then it says Barer that the Rav made a toss bidvar mishnah. Who has to pay for the food? Who has to pay for the food? The one that destroyed it? Or the Rav that passed it?
Or neither.
The Rav threw it in the garbage himself?
Yeah, right.
That was the case. That's the case here. Mitzarech l'shalim amayra oyah shliach. What? Therefore what? The Rav is responsible. The Rav might hold that the Shliach is responsible.
Always blame it on the Rav.
What responsibility does he have? What's which reason?
It's not good anymore.
But what's his? What did he do? He didn't tell him to throw in the garbage.
But he said he can't use it anymore.
Right.
So based on his saying, you can't use it anymore.
So therefore what? Is that a Grama or a Garbi? Garbi is that it's Bar Hezekah. So I remember the Machne Ephraim.
What? The Shliach would have brought it back to the Shliach, and the Shliach would have thrown it out. Does it make a difference?
Well, that takes the Shliach out of it.
Same Shiloh. Maybe by then it would have been disbarred the Taurus. I don't know. Therefore what? Therefore what should be? Therefore...
Or
the Rav or none of them?
No, it's either the Rav or the...
Or neither.
The Pesach Shuva says neither.
Shusyakim says neither. I remember in Bava Kama we tumul over a Machne Ephraim. Machne Ephraim had a shaila where somebody walked in to someone's house. The way I always say it is, someone walks into your dorm room and there's a soda on the table. And the person in the dorm room says, "Here, drink the soda." So the fellow drinks the soda. Turns out it wasn't his soda. There are two guys in the dorm room. And he said, "Drink the soda." So he drank the soda. So that's not exactly the case. The case in the Machne Ephraim is he told a contractor, he said, I want this room, I want all the walls broken down in this room, I want everything broken down. So the contractor came in and broke all the walls. Turns out it wasn't his room. It was somebody else's room. So the shaila is whether who's chayiv?
Locksmith SRID, or change
the locksmith?
The locksmith
SRID. Yeah, I guess they didn't have ID at the time of the... In Poland at that time, maybe he had an idea. It was his house. Just the thing he told him to drink or the thing he told him to break was somebody else's. That was in his house. So he has this shaila. So it's interesting because normally we say, Adamud Lailam. If you're mazik someone, then you're responsible, even if you're an Einis. But by an Einis Gomor, Tysus brings that an Einis Gomor is Potter. An Einis Gomor, I have to say what's an Einis Gomor, but this, he says, the Taisus example of Einis Gomor is someone goes to sleep. So in his sleep, he turns over and breaks something. So if he went to sleep next to the thing, so that he's not an Einis Gomor, maybe he's not an Einis at all. But if he already had gone to sleep, and later something was put nearby, and during his sleep he turned over and broke it, we don't see Adamu Lailam because he's an Einis Gomor. So the Machne Ephraim says on the second person, he's Einis Gomer. Assuming it was such a situation where he walked into the house, he had every reason to understand it was his house. And he said, drink the soda. And then, the second one is Potter. He's done if the first one is a Garmi. Misasik is not a Potter moment. It's only a Potter. But, what?
The contractor was responsible. You never get a contract. If you got a
contract.
All right, we're talking about a generation where they didn't have contracts. Right? Or he tells you to break up the bookcase. You don't need a contract to break a bookcase. What? So he said the second one's potter. The first one, if I recall correctly, he's machmir that it's a garmi. Garmi is when you cause hezek in a way that's borer hezek. Right? It's definitely going to happen, logically. And it has to be biodayim, that you do it directly, not indirectly. So he considers it directly, and he considers chayim, which in this case would mean that the Mayrei Ra is a garmi, which fits well. Chayshim Mishpat is such an idea that a Mayrei Ra that said to pay, and later was a tab bidvar mishnah, you can't recoup the money, that's a garmi. That's not a gairim, it's a garmi if he's tab bidvar mishnah. Okay, so be that as it may, this is the first rule of an hanogasis of a heter. So again, you're allowed to ask the second shayla. You have to tell the rav that you asked someone previously. So if he's a tayyib bidvar mishnah, then there's no rule of kavod rav. The Ramah's maida. A tamid var mishnah, so ain't chokum call it kavod l'rab. But in a case where it's a shikol hadas, then there is. Why should you have to tell who you asked? The rules are the same no matter who you ask. So I can't think of a reason you would have to, unless it was the Talmud's rebbe. We're going to learn soon that the Talmud can be chalak on his rebbe. So that could be different. Does it apply to Pshat and the Taisus in the Gemara? They're arguing all the time of Pshat in the Mishnah. So I don't think so. I think it's
about,
yeah, you're talking about
Pshat. You see people shopping around to look for this guy did it this way, this guy did it this way.
I'm talking now and asking Shalit to Rav. All right, Bayes. Now Bayes goes back to what we discussed last week, but it's more concise and it has a couple of kiddushim. Shnei tamid chacham shechalkin zeb zeb betuma v'tayra yisa v'heter. So that happens all the time. You have a shayla, bugs in the water, bugs in the raisins, bugs in the fish, right? You have all kinds of shaylas where some things are a clear psak, and some things they're chalukei deis. You have to know what's truly chalukei deis. You can't rely on people talking or even the newspapers. But let's say it's this bar to you. There are chalukei deis if there's a problem. If it's a dayraisa, holach achar hamachmir, afilu who katan mimenu b'chachma u'beminyan. Even a smaller than him b'chachma u'beminyan. By a dayraisa, if you see kiyah lahira, then you have to be machmir. Now it's interesting, as an aside, what does it mean b'chachma u'beminyan? Now b'chachma, it's very hard to judge chachma. How do you measure chachma? But some people you can judge. You know, if you talk to Rabbi Yashiv, if you talk to a local Rav, you can see that there's a great difference between them. So let's say it's clear b'chachma. U'beminyan. Now, minyan is the hard thing. Why do you mean gadol b'minyan? Pirish ein lo kol kach tamidim kamei chaveiroi. Now, I want to just stop here for a second. It's not the main theme of this paragraph, but it bothered me. What does it mean he has more tamidim? Having more tamidim depends on the kayach hezber. Someone explains things better, makes himself available, he's in a city with more people. What does it mean to have more talmidim? Ramesh had very few talmidim. I used to go to Ramesh's shir at MDJ. He gave one day a week. There were maybe 35 people there, of which 15 had no clue what he was saying. They just came to look at him. And, he said, he didn't have a lot of talmidim, Ramesh. It's Kayach HaHezber. Well, he wasn't especially gifted with a special Kayach HaHezber. He was very concise. For Pesach Halacha, concise is good. Explaining a Tosfos, concise is not good. And you never can follow him. So what does it mean, God will be better with minion? So that's what it seems. The Ritva, there's a Ritva in Avodah Zarah Dav Zayin. The Ritva says, when it says, God will be better with minion, I'll talmidim, he says, Uvavad, that the talmidim are maskim lahi rasai. Which seems to mean, he has more balei hayra that come to learn hayra by him. That's what it means, minyan ha-talmidim. It doesn't mean that he's an 8th grade rabbi and has a big class. It means that the people that are hagiyah lahayra come to him to learn hayra. So people are hagiyah lahayra, that's not true. You have more. And naturally, if you have more talmidim to be mefalpel with, then the halacha is nizbarer better. They were gigdaili aylam. Who are themselves, who didn't have talmidim, and you read their svarim, and it's just hard to understand their logic sometimes. I think especially if one person was a big Talmid Chacham, he has svarim that were not mekubal by Klal Yisrael. It's just hard to follow. He has his own way of thinking, and it doesn't have to do with Shakla Vitaria of Talmidim. So that's probably what this means, Minyan HaTalmidim.
Is it a bigger problem to judge someone who's more caught than fewer Talmidim, as long as he's Mahmoud Arazi, he's like him?
Okay, so let's get back to the main thing. Let's put aside this minyan. So we have here two parts, deraisas and derabbanans. So the first five lines, he talks about deraisas, the rest are rabbanans. So again, imud var teira, holach achar machmir, afilu kot mi menem chachal of the minyan, pirushlai lekokach talmida kavei chaveirai. Vavakot mil talmidai, ein halacha ketalbim bokeh merav. Now we're going to talk about that later. What does it mean? Why is the halacha not like if the Talmud is a gilai ra? Why is it ain halacha kitab b'akam rab? We'll get to that. Al bishul machmir b'isatayra. If the schachem a Talmud kerabai shavu ulay. Gemara says something called a Talmud chaver. The Talmud reached the vajrega to be like his rabbi. Period. This is the end of deraisas. And it's the rabbanans. So what does it say here? It says by deraisas, you have to be machmir afilu kikotin. If he, now people say, who's a cotton? If he has to be higilai ra, if he's a balai ra, and he paskin, so by deraisas, a person has to be machmir. So people ask why we make such a fuss about the Erev. You know, they're mekilim, they're machmirim, so what's so terrible? Carrying the Erev is an issa deraisa numerous times per person on Shabbos. It's like, they amplified this type of a shayla, this shayla of a deraisa. So Shalva Dirabban, it's a different story. You know, you have an Abaglokai, an Erev, and you can rely on, that's a Kosher Erev, even if it's Talia Namachloikas. But in Rishus Ram Deiraisa, it's much more Chomer. So things that are Deiraisa have a different level of Heter and Isser. So generally, by deraisas, you have to be machmir, even afilu hu katan.
Now, I hold them in that camp of deraisas, but there's a machlek is also, isn't it? If it's, whether it's deraisa or not.
Okay, I don't want to get into chesayir.
No,
sidetracked.
No,
you're right. You're really right. But just now, you're right. The ibu dvar derabbanan. Now, what about a derabbanan? We like coolers. Let's learn about derabbanan. 95% of the shaylas we ask are derabbanan shaylas, right? All hilchis mukta, all hilchis avelos, right?
Chicken and milk.
Okay. We have very few shchita shaylas or treifa shaylas in our homes. It's usually derabbanan. So that's the imudaver derabbanan. Im shneiem shavin shloi daydez megadol halach achar meikol. If you have two paiskim that are equal, you go according to the meikol. Emechem gadol mchachme beminyan vu meikol. If the other gadol is meikol, I feel also meisel lahachmek kedivrei hakatan. Imagine an uvda. So then you could always follow the gadol. You can certainly follow. If a gadol machmir, same kind of halakot b'shasat chak. If a gadol adar has a chumra by a derabbanan, you're supposed to be machmir, except b'shasat chak. That doesn't mean shasat chak v'epsa meruva. That's going to be an ois gimel. But right now he's saying the rule. Fascinating. One person is gadol b'chachma, one is gadol b'minyan. Hain sheshay tamidim harvei. Afilo einam oimrim daitam. B'koshkein v'roiva tamidim oimrim kavaisai. Nikra zeh she gadol b'minyan, gadol nega chaveirai. It's a mussar here. It's a bigger godless to have talmidim to be mafalpal with and to argue with than to be gadol b'chachma. Person is gadol b'chachma, he learns himself. The Gemara says, bad. It says if somebody learns on himself, metapshin. He makes a toss and he does a tipshis. If you have someone to argue with, he's a good person. Yeah, he argues with you on everything you say. So then, you know, you can't. You know, I feel sometimes I go to class, I feel like I'm going for a bechina. You know, I'm going to say something in class. I'm going to say something that's off. Someone's going to catch me on it. You know, like it's. So if you go and you're teaching, so then it's likely that you'll. That you'll be God of the minion is more than God of the chachma.
And then, why is that the rabbanan called up Ramesh for a psak does not make it amid it?
Nothing now. You're right. Vimecha meha God of the shanim, loydikra God of the shvils there. Being older doesn't make somebody a God. Chetzebchen al Talmud b'mokim harav b'isid rabbanan and mushasat chak. Shasat chak, even Talmud b'mokim harav. If he did like a yachid lahachmir by the rabbanon, we retract. So again, the rule, the basic rule is that by a drabbanan, in normal situations, it goes a regular kol hara, and with shasat chak, we have the ability to be much more makel, either kakata b'makom gadol, and kiyachid. What does he say? B'yachid b'makom rabim. Mr. Rabbi shasat chak, you can be soimech on a yachid b'makom rabim. So this needs some sort of a hezra. Let me explain. The rule here is a pretty basic rule. That it's the cardinal rule, the basic rule in Hayra is b'derais l'chumrim, d'rabbanan l'kula. That's the basic rule in Yanei Hayra. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, that's for us, Basroi. And next week I'll talk about the idea of halacha ka Basroi. There's a concept of Basroi. In other words, we basically don't take a das yachid if there's already a consensus like the rabbim already through the generations. Now here, the rule, there are two nekudas here. One has to do with the lamdis, and one has to do with the psak. In lamdis, it's gzeres hakosav, achiram lahatos. It's gzeres hakosav, achiram lahatos. The Bach held that even by deraisa, they have some rule, but you can pass them like a yachid. The shach in his pilpul, it's a kashi. He says, what do you mean? By deraisa, you go yachid against the rabbin? If the Sanhedrin passed the Sabbath Chayim Misa, we have to destroy already Dachas. So why don't we say it's a Hefsa Meruba, and there's a Yachid who's Mekel, so pass like the Yachid. Right? If everyone passes his Chayim Misa, we don't give a Misa, because there was no Bebba Hapat Pasnusa. So at least one person said he's not Chayim Misa, and look, Hefsa Meruba, God will be there. So the Bach held that Halacha, Yisaybach and a Yachid Mokhi Rabbin, even by Dereisa. So what do you mean? Even there is a frekta shach. So what happens every time in the bezdin that paskins lahachrim or lahafsin mamin, etc.? I say halacha yachim makim rabin. So the answer that's usually given is the following difference. The difference is the emistic difference. The question is, what about the bach and the shach? But the difference is the following: the din that deraisa achiram lahatos is in the bezdin. When a bezdin argues through the tzadei halacha, and there's a psak halacha from the roiv, so then halacha is k'roiv, and we're not chayshish for the das yachid at all. Not chayshish for the das yachid. Why? So it's interesting. The lumdis of achri rabim lahatais, the yavamis, when we learned the sugya of halacha k'beishami, b'akam b'shil, mechadi tvei. The question is, in lamdis, when the Torah says you're paskal like the Rav, there are two ways you can understand. Can I say you're paskal like the Rav? They probably got it right. Odds are, the Rav got it right. You have a bezin, three, Tamidei Chachamim, two say one way, one says another way. Probably the two got it right, and the one didn't. It's possible the one got it right, the two didn't. But psak goes with the probability. That's one way to learn. There's another way to learn. Other way to learn is, that the Rebbeinu Shem gave us a Torah. As long as you follow the guidelines of Psak Halacha, you don't make up your own things, you find the guidelines, the Rebbeinu Shem said, I am part of the Torah. There's certain things can be understood two ways. You paskin. Whatever you say, that becomes the emes. That becomes the truth. You have the Gemara above Mitzia, where the Mesifta Derikia and the Rebbeinu Shem were arguing. So it says, if a Kodma Seir Lava Le Tzaras, Le Nega, right, Nega has a say alava, and there's a siman tuma. One of the say alava was first, and the Nega came second. So it says over there, the Gemara, Sifta Durkia said tar, and the Baruch Shalom said tame. So he said, well, how are we going to paskin? They said, well, go ask, what is it, Rabbi Yeshua? They asked, what are the Amiran? What do you mean, God said what the psak is? What are you going to ask a shayla? So the understanding is, and the Shmaitzer writes this in his Akdama, that as long as you follow the rules of Klalei Hira, the psak is what the Bezdin says. That means that when you have a Bezdin and they have a psak, that creates the din. The mir can't be right by definition. So the Shach asked, if Bezdin passed his Chayim Misa, why aren't we Chayshish for the Das Yachid? Because in a Bezdin, the psak is the psak. It's not a Safi psak, it's a psak. The Tavid of our Mishnah is a different story. But as long as they follow the rules, That's the psak. That's the, that becomes the emes. That chayshus for the yachid. That's not true. We have a rav in Brooklyn that passes one way, and the rav in 20 other cities that passes another way. That's not the gzeres hakasuv of achirav lahatayis, which is going on a bezdin. That's mefalpel one with the other. Now this that I just discussed will be again next week, because we're going to discuss, he discusses later, what happens if Roiv Amekel, or Roiv Amekel, whatever, but for different reasons. They have different reasons. Just it comes out, based on different reasons, that Roiv come out one way. Is that also a din of going after Roiv? So that will happen in Hashem next week. For today, we have this rule by the Raisis, you follow the Machmir and the Rabbanans, the Mekel, and B'Shas HaTchak, even Katan B'Makam Gadol and Mir B'Makam